Hey guys, I'm Sol Santana. I'm the author of Just Ash. It's an own voices intersex young adult novel. So intersex is when a person is born with some combination of physical characteristics belonging to both the male and the female sex conventionally. And this is a real condition. It affects about 2% of the worldwide population. Meaning there are roughly as many intersex people in the world as people with red hair or green eyes. It's just that red hair and green eyes tend to be more visible, right? So getting back to the novel, it follows a boy named Ash growing up in Salem, Massachusetts. He's intersex. It was his parents who decided to raise him as a boy, and he's pretty comfortable with that arrangement. That's how he identifies. But then when he's 16, unexpectedly his body starts feminizing instead of virilizing, or, you know, developing more conventionally female traits. And so what happens is that, pretty much everybody starts viewing him differently. His, parents become convinced that they assigned him the wrong gender at birth. His friends seem to think that he's deceived them somehow. Even his teachers start socializing him differently. And of course, it all comes to a head where eventually he has to decide who he really is and stand up for who that person might be. And so I guess the point of the novel is kind of to explore what it means to be male versus what it means to be female, why the distinctions are sometimes arbitrary, and of course, most importantly, why you're really the only person who gets to decide at the end of the day. Going into this, I wrote it for a couple of reasons. Number one being that there was a dearth of this kind of material, and I figured, you know, I would try and fill in the dearth a tiny bit and maybe encourage other people to do the same, because we need more intersex stories for sure. It's, you know, it's a very wide variety of conditions, and it's not just the one condition in this book. Number two, I was really hoping that intersex and trans and gender nonconforming children could maybe pick up this book and feel validated by it and by the character's struggles and sort of see themselves on the page, because, you know, that's very important to me, especially in this day and age when we're actually debating children's rights to exist. And number three, I guess I was hoping to a tiny bit educate the perisex or the non-intersex community a little bit, because through nobody's fault, most people don't know that this is a real thing. And my line of thinking is, how can we all come to love one another unless we first know about each other?
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.